time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day there's a moment somewhere we soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the...
Hello, everyone. Thank you for calling. I'm Bobby Elias, and welcome to Let's Create a Better World. Thank you so much for tuning in. You'll be glad you did. We've got a great show here, a great guest. At the end of the show, I'm going to talk about all the different vegetables that you can take to and what they do for you for a better, healthier life. So Let's Create a Better World is the main topic, and we'll talk about that today a lot. But we also talk a lot about healthy aging, and everybody's aging. All right. Let me give you some facts and information. First of all, you know, they've changed the phone number. If people want to call on the phone instead of the 712 number, you can hear this show and anything a show on this station by calling the number I'm going to give you right now. So get your pen out. We're on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You can also hear our previous shows on the archives by hitting prn.fm. and going to shows, S-H-O-W-S. Here's the number to call if you want to hear the show on your phone. Area 605-562-5119. Here's my number if you want to reach me for any reason. 323-770-1925. And our show is about creating a better world from environment to climate change to women's rights to animal rights, all the abuse going on to many, many different groups of people, and racism. We also talk about genetically engineered foods, about cell phone radiation, and about every phase of so many different things going on in the planet and the world. And that's what we're doing today. So I'll introduce our guest to you and get the show on the road. His name is Rainbow Thunder Heart. That's his name. He's from the Eastern Shoshone Nation in Wyoming, living on the reservation called Wind River Indian Reservation. And he's got a book. So the name of his book, if you want to see it, is Healing Mother Earth, Sacred Sites, Using the Medicine Wheel. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great there, Bobby. So I'd like to thank all those who are choosing to join in with bringing some information to you all about nature, the environment, why the way it is, and what that represents, how humanity's actions are upon Mother Earth. So I'm really happy to be here today, Bobby, with those listening.
Good. We have a number of topics. I'm going to just name off a few things that we'll talk about as we go along, and then you can add and change anything you want to change, because this is your show. We want to educate people, and you have a lot of good things to say. But we're going to talk about healing the world and how you're getting ready to do a world tour, going around to all the sacred sites, and we're going to talk about the sacred sites. We're going to talk about ancient rock art and what it is. The medicine wheel, there's a lot to be talked about that. And we have, and also the ancient Mayans and the Hopis and how the word is carried on. We're going to talk about your book. We're going to talk about numbers. I have more and more notes, but let's get started with the world tour. What you're doing around the world and what's your group's philosophy, what it is you really want to do take the mic and let's go.
Okay. I started an organization which is known as Earth Wisdom Foundation, which are the knowledges of my Native American philosophies of our teachings of how nature's laws represent the principles of peace. Underneath these principles of peace, this information is on my website at earthwisdomfoundation.net. Again, earthwisdomfoundation.net. And my name is Rainbow Thunderheart from the Eastern Shoshone Nation, located in the middle of Wyoming in the United States on the Wind River Indian Reservation. And my name is a Shoshone word, which is Bavado, which represents Rainbow Thunderheart. Bavado represents a name that can transmute the elements within the earth, wind, fire, and water. And this is the knowledges that we call medicine within our heart. So within my heart, I have the power to transmute things on the earth that have fallen out of balance, like springs shut down. I can, with my knowledge, it's scientific information to those who want to learn this, or it's spiritual energy for those who understand spirituality. We can activate the springs, fill up the dry rivers, activate the rains to come in and bring the snows back into the mountains and fill up the glaciers with snow underneath the knowledges of nature. Nature has taken on many types of negative actions that has happened to the sacred site that has promoted earthquakes in the most powerful way, tornadoes, tsunamis, droughts, whatever is a disaster is a healing that Mother Earth has to do to heal those lands in order to keep herself protected and spinning in a most harmonic way. I mean, she's working to balance her spinning energy like a gyroscope. And a gyroscoping type spin is out of balance. So she has to come in with these earthquakes, tornadoes, fires, and floods, and tsunamis, with these earthquakes that are shifting the tectonic plates, or like the weights on a tire that you tap on the tire. If you go get a new tire, you have to have those weights put on your tire. So the analogy is that the earth has these weights known as tectonic plates, and they are not connected to each other. They ride beside each other, but those weights are going to shift and move around the planet because of the historical drama and trauma of the worlds fighting and turning against each other with greed and materialism, which represents mining and development, building housing projects on sacred sites that provide the earth to spin through in a harmonic way. Is a true balance, north, south, east, and west spin, that those elements are the tectonic plates, and the elements hold gold, silver, clay, uranium, oil, all kinds of material resources that has been moved. So that is why the earth is out of balance, because the weights on the earth have been moved. And we were told in the beginning, in our original instructions of all nations, no more, no less, that we would take from the earth, because if we did, what would happen would be these disasters. And then if we continue to do these things, every action, every word, every thought would get recorded in the electrical magnetic energy, crystalline energy force fields of the planet and replay. History would repeat itself because it would have been recorded in the vortexes where the energy crisscrossed, or the vertices like in the matrix. Wherever the energy crisscrosses is where a powerful energy spins known as a vortex. And those vortexes are known as sacred sites. These sacred sites hold powerful electrical magnetic energy that is current, that charges the earth to give us electrical power as humans, birds, trees, animals, insects, plants, trees, to have life, because we're made of electrical current. And these sacred sites, a energy in a matrix known as the web of life, known as the flower of life, known as grandmother spider's web, which is a a geometric pattern of energy lines known as ley lines that we walk on, and electrical current goes up our feet, goes to our heart. Energy coming from the earth, going up to our heart, and then energy coming from the sky, going down to the top of our head. Negative and positive energy coming together, touches the heart. Two sparks of energy touch the heart, activate the heart, and the electrical heartbeat. Now these sacred sites have lost their power because of poles being cut into these sacred sites, roads being cut across the lands, pipelines, bad sound vibration, dropping bombs, screaming and hollering, has deharmonized the 13 tones of harmony, which represent sounds and vibrations of harmony, 13 sounds. Those sounds have been deharmonized by man-made vibrations, man-made laws, and this has caused the earth to go out of balance because, of course, the earth, in other words, has been deharmonized, and she is not vibrating on her sacred sites with those 13 tones and sounds and vibrations. So what the teachings are that I'm bringing to awareness to humanity to consider is to come join us in these circle ceremonies known as medicine hole ceremonies. That when we sit in a circle, this is a big vortex of energy, and when we sit on a sacred site, these energy lines known as ley lines, song lines, communication lines, that these are the lines that are not vibrating in harmony. These are electrical magnetic force fields that are held together by the earth, wind, fire, and water elements. So what we do is we go out and retune these strings of light known as ley lines. And it's like a guitar goes out of harmony. If you strum on it and pound on it, you have to retune the strings in order to have beautiful sound. Same thing with the harp. If it gets pounded on or strummed so much, the strings might go out of harmony. That means they're not vibrating together equally and beautiful sounds. Or the piano. So if you pound on the piano, who do you got to call to reharmonize those strings on the guitar, on the harp, or on the piano? You got to call someone who knows how to retune the piano. So who do you call when these energy lines go out of tune on the earth? The same thing as the energy, the harp, or the piano.
Yeah,
so,
Rainbow.
So this is why we are here, to retune those energy lines under Native American philosophy, which is science, which is our spirituality that teaches humanity how to reharmonize the earth in order to get the earth water back.
Great. I want to continue, but I want to let our listeners know that we're speaking to Rainbow Thunder Hart. He is a historian, a Native American, a healer, going around the world with healing circles and teaching people and going using many factors. We're going to talk about that. He is from the Eastern Shoshone Nation in Wyoming. It's on a reservation, but he's been doing a lot of traveling now, and I met you through a healing circle, and it was so wonderful. This is why you and I talked for a while about this radio show and about your ideas to heal the world and change things. Now, here's a question I want to ask you. You talked about instructions and information that's been passed on, and about the rocks. And could you get into that and explain that to our listeners a little more in depth, please?
Okay. All around the world, the instructions of how to be in peace, how to take care of our environment, how to take care of our sacred sites, or instructions of how to keep the plants growing pure and clean and beautiful, keep the rivers beautiful, clean and pure, keep the rains clean, keep the rains activated, and to how to keep things pure and beautiful. So we have great abundances that Mother Earth will grow for us out of her earth, wind, fire, and water elements. That will be given to us freely with our songs and our dances and our rituals. In these stones, they're known as petroglyphs. Symbols, pictures, information that is painted in on the stones, or scratched in, or brazed in, or pecked in. Now, these symbols and these writings in the stones are the messages of the text that all nations and cultures understood in homelands of the whole world is written in those texts. the rock alliance on the earth and all the things that are laying on the earth are the things that the humanity was using all around the world to keep their environments pristine, beautiful, clean, and clear, for the rivers to flow, the springs to flow, the rains to come in, the snows to be there, calm winds, gentleness within all things. When the people would stay gentle and loving and caring and share all things equal with each other for the betterment of all things, then there would be peace in the valleys, in the deserts, in the lands of all nations. All nations at one time understood this. All the ways of the earth are similar and the same, although they're different. They follow the way of these instructions that represent the same information as what they were to do in the lands where they lived. And these were what was known as the 12 original star nations who came to the planet that lived in 12 areas that were working together in one. That's the 12-1, which represented the 13, which was an analogy of 13 tones of vibrations that they all worked together in harmony underneath these wisdoms. And this went away because of warring and fighting, materialism, kings, queens, dictators, rulers of corporations, rulers of governments, rulers of this and that, took all this knowledge away to genocide and took all this wisdom and knowledge away from the cultures. But there would be one culture basically left and others alike that would now come together and provide wisdoms for peace, which represents nature's laws. These were known to many of us Native Americans as the universal laws that represented sharing all things equally with each other underneath the wisdom of the principles of peace. In order to remember these things, instructions would come to humanity that we would now rebalance the earth in the time that the earth would be falling apart with earthquakes, tornadoes, fires, floods, droughts. We could calm those energies. We weren't to stop them. We were only to calm the energy. We would have gentle shifts as we moved into the future known as heaven upon earth. Those who would become gentle, loving, and caring, honoring each other for each other, honoring the birds, the animals, and trees equally as we honor ourselves, we'd honor all of nature and to respect nature and to respect each other. If we chose not, there were some things that was prophesied would happen to us. And that would mean we'd become very ill, become very sick, turn against each other, and then the world would be the analogy of brother against brother, sister against sister, warring and fighting and separation. In every category and every subject you can think about is what's taking place now.
Rainbow Thunderheart. Yes, I just want to make sure our listeners know I'm speaking to Rainbow Thunderheart about the world. And here's a quick question that is part of what you're saying right now, and that is that you're doing all this traveling because you want to reteach the indigenous ways were so well understood, as you said, all over the world, and people knew how to live in a natural way because it was a natural thing. But with all these dictators and materialism and greed and power and books and just so much lies and so much deceit has changed the world. But your tour and your one of the ideals of what I see you're doing is to try to teach the world that Mother Earth is sick. We need to heal it from all these things that are going on with all the problems. And if we heal it the right way, we can avert disaster. We can avert so many things and make this a better world. And that is that seems to be what your group is doing. Am I right? And could you expound on that?
Yes and no. The world, Mother Earth, is not sick. What is sick on the planet is humanity. They've forgotten the original sicknesses, anger, hatred, jealousy, judgments, greed, materialism, feeling sorrowful, feeling sad for people, feeling sorry for themselves. All those things, that's the sickness of the people that has affected the planet to be like that in the areas they are. The Earth will re-heal herself every second, every moment. So she's fine. She'll take care of herself. We will get through till we go on into the future. Those who choose to still be sick with anger, hatred, jealousy, greed, and materialism will leave the Earth because the Earth in the areas is the vibrations and the frequencies that they are is in their elements. So the elements will clear those from the earth, like the prophecy said. The earth will shake. The people will be like the parasites on the back of the dog, the fleas. When the earth shakes, the fleas will get shaken off, is the analogy that those who are like this become very ill and sick. They leave, they make their rapture. That means they leave their bodies, they leave their bodies behind, and then they cross out of the earth's plane of existence. There will be suicides. They will leave with the suicides. They will leave with cancers, toxins and poisons, leukemia, heart attacks, tumors, cysts. Whatever it is the body gets is their actions and the thoughts. So the food they eat, the thoughts that they have, is destroying their bodies. When they're like that, they usually attack each other with the false ways of thinking and believing because they don't understand the original instructions, so they don't know what they're really doing. So we're told to forgive them, stay in peace, and not take on any sadness and sorrow, but feel joyful, feel love for them, and know that they got to leave. They'll come back as children, and that's the process. If we feel sad for them, then the sadness that we feel will cause us an illness. Many emotions like that, if we take on the people's sadnesses and sorrows of our children, of our mothers, of our fathers, of our relatives, of our families and friends alike, of all nations and cultures, if we're choosing to feel sad or get mad, the frequencies coming in from the galactic center in the Milky Way, vibrations from the stars, sun, moon, and planetary systems are vibrations and frequencies, which we are made of. These frequencies are high frequencies coming in. And if we are angry, hateful, judgeful, sorrowful people, that energy comes in and hits us, which will deteriorate the body with these illnesses and sicknesses and viruses, suicide, wars, post-traumatic stress deficiency. When those people come back from the wars, they're that, the energy coming in, they either going to have to heal, understand how to do that, or the energy that they have within them, they will perish upon the earth in many forms and many directions. The earth is okay. The sickness is in humanity's vessels within the water system, within their blood systems, as we are 80 to 90% water. That is where all the programs within humanity is a separation of turning against each other or words, thoughts, and actions that we keep replaying within ourselves, that keep repeating themselves. And this is the energy that's in the environment that keeps repeating that vibration and electrical magnetic energy force fields in the web of life known as the matrices or the grids that affect us. So every word and thought that goes out gets into the grids, gets into the webs, and then affects us to replay what humanity is doing because that repeats itself. The energy gets into our bodies, gets into our thoughts, and we replay all that dysfunctional energy. If you are well-trained and well-educated, you can see that all these thoughts that are coming in out of the world really are not us. It's from other people, individuals out there doing these things, and we could get in us and we could think that those are our thoughts and our actions when they're not. So there can be no peace in any valley or any country or any meadow or any desert or beautiful place until they clean and clear all these negative thoughts and emotions out of these energy force fields and the ley lines known as the web of life, and clear and clean that out. Then go talk about how peace works in the area and explain if we choose peace, we'll have water, we'll have rain, we'll have great abundances, nature will get healed and clean, we'll clear all the poisons and toxins from the chemtrails, from the cloud seeding, from the pesticides. Because we have the power of alchemy from our hearts. We can change lead into gold, wine into water. These are the analogies that we have power. We have medicine in our heart. We have an energy within us. Whatever we think, we make happen. So we look into the environment, we look into the matrices, and we clear and clean that with our heart in these circle ceremonies that will clear and bless the earth's lower frequencies to get them to match the frequencies coming in so that we will have gentle shifts as these tectonic plates begin to move and shift more and more. This is why the earthquakes are here and the volcanoes, and this is why we're having a situation going on around the planet. Now, we can calm those things, but we're not going to stop them because the tectonic plates have to move like the weights on a tire for the new Earth coming in. That's going to be a youthful, young Mother Earth, and she will restore herself into more beauty than ever before because she is okay. It's the sickness on the planet that keeps all this stuff looking ugly and disturbed and looking like that. It's humanity's actions, and they have no idea what they're doing until they're re-educated in these processes of our knowledges about the earth wisdom, the universal laws, as above, so below, as in our hearts. and the most sacred sign of all is to heal our hearts, come into peace, and drop the thorns of negativity on the rose. In order to get to the heart of the rose is to understand this kind of wisdom, to consider it, and choose a path and heal up all of those false ways of thinking and being that's bringing on in our lives the illusion in life. And so these illusions are known as something that's not working very well because we fell from the truth of the original instructions, or doing something that would make our lives not happy, joyful, and healthy because they forgot the original ways of peace, love, and harmony, and health, and beauty, and brightfulness, and joyfulness, and laughter, and joy. To go the other direction, those things would, should not be happening if we remembered which are known as the illusionary way of life, which would be pain, with all of the death and murder, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Great.
Are you on board with me? Are you understanding what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, and I want to bring out another point, but let me let our listeners know that they're listening to Rainbow Thunder Heart from the Eastern Shoshone Nation in Wyoming, and he's a healer. He's going around the world, and he's doing a lot of things that we're going into right now. But one of the questions I have about what you said, if you would explain a little more, I do read all your information, and you have the original instructions. This is ancient messages. Could you explain to our listeners what that means?
These are the ancient wisdoms and knowledges of all the nations of the earth. There are 12 major nations who understood these original teachings and wisdoms. They were all similar and the same, but different from each other, but they represent the same wisdom and knowledge in 12 different ways. These 12 major nations that were on the earth are five major star nations that became the 12 major nations on the earth. There was the black people, the white people, the yellow people, the black people, and the brown people. These are five nations, like the five fingers on the hand. The brown nations represent the Aborigines in Australia. Underneath this knowledge would return in the time that we would really need help to get us through in the times we're now, because we would need water. Water is life. Around the planet, there's too much water in certain places and not enough in others places. So we are in California at this time, in Southern California, working on a ceremony, a medicinal circle that's going to encompass all of Los Angeles to clear and clean all of these negative thoughts and emotions and actions of spiritual beings and entities out of Los Angeles for the fallen, the people who are the angelic forces that came, people of humanity, or in the city. We're going to clear and clean all the false ways of thinking and being and actions, and bless all the particles, the buildings, the trees, everything, and activate the springs to come out of the earth in Los Angeles and around Earth at Los Angeles, bring the rain back, and activate some of the snows for the forthcoming seasons. That's going to take place in August in a sacred geometrical circle that's going to be 50 miles across, and the center will be shown on my website, where the circle is the middle part of the wheel. It's 25 miles north and south, east and west, and the other directions in between, northeast, northwest, southwest, southeast, 8 points and one in the middle. That will be done at the end of August during the blood moon, the full moon. In September, during the equinox, we will now activate the Big Bear Medicine Wheel, which is 210 miles across in all those 8 directions and one in the middle. In that medicine wheel, the Big Bear Medicine Wheel, in 2004, I came. There were droughts. There was no water. There was no rain. There was no snow. When I came, they asked me to help, and I asked the cultures to consider what to do. If they would go with me and we'd do these things, we'd activate springs, which we did. We'd fill up the rivers that were dry, which happened. The waterfalls would return, I told them. That happened. The birds would go back up the rivers, and so would the fish that were introduced. And all of those things happened. The trees would get more healthier. Everything I predicted that we came together, those of us who did these ceremonies, proved we could do this. Now, I kept this area clean and clear until 2008. I left. I gave the instructions and the teachings to all of humanity in this big circle around Los Angeles, in the center of Big Bear, California. The people never kept it up because they fell into their sadness and sorrow, had to go to work, had to do all these things, and did not take care of the circle and keep it clean and clear with the teachings of peace, keeping the environment blessed and clean, all the holes, all the greed, all the materialism, and clean that energy out of the environment. phone. I just record it every single day. Every word, every thought of every person on the planet affects the environment to be the way it is. That's the sickness of humanity, following false ways, not following the original instructions of peace, love, and harmony. What's good for one is good for another, and getting out of me, 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 I, this is my house, this is my car, get off my land, this is my boundaries, this is my place, get out of here. This is not the land of oneness, this is not the land of freedom. We're not united in America, we're undivided under the representation of United States. We are not United States, because all these states have differences that is affecting the environment to be dysfunctional. The people are dysfunctional. They are the sick society that represents all of the world. The sickness will be cleared by the elements, and the tectonic plates that are shifted will clean and clear these individuals off the planet. Only those who choose peace and love and harmony will recalibrate their lands, activate rivers and the springs and the snows and the rains, bring their lands to be healthy with their thoughts and emotions and actions, which is known as alchemy, blessing all things to match the vibrations of the frequencies coming in from the core of the earth coming to the surface and from out in the universe coming to us to the core of the surface. Anything that doesn't match those vibrations on the surface gets cleaned and cleared from the planet. Only the mild, kind, loving, gentle, loving people who turn towards each other, love each other with their intuitive skills and psychic skills will be hearing from nature, from the birds, the rivers, the trees, the mountains, will have the messages of what is important to bless and heal out of the environment. The universe will be talking to us, the planets, the stars, the sun, the moon, the clouds. Everything has a voice. When we are awake, you will hear the voices of all things. All knowledge will come back. Ask and receive the information that will be given to you. Learn, remember, 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 awaken, awaken humanity, awaken brothers and sisters, where we are following man-made laws and education and religions, and when you're in that system, you cannot hear the trees, you cannot hear the rivers, you cannot hear the mountains, voices of their pain and their sorrow. The volcanoes are talking to us, they're saying, we got this, your anger has become our anger, we'll explode, you, and so you're making this happen to us. And so that's what the mountains are telling us. It's the people who are sick. It's not the mountains or the earth.
We've got about 8 or 10 minutes left on this segment, so I wanted to go over two more things with you. The medicine wheel, I wanted to see if you could talk about that and how that has to do with sacred sites that should be preserved. You could talk about those two issues, medicine wheel and sacred sites, as we're getting closer to the finish line here.
Okay. These sacred sites are what promotes the beauty for the earth. And those sacred sites have been imprinted and recorded all the thoughts that have been out of balance in the area of the historical drama, trauma that took place in the area is recorded and vibrating like a beacon of light that promotes the earth to be without water and rain. That's a post-traumatic stress disorder that the sacred sites took on. They've had holes cut in them because there's minerals of gold and silver and clay, uranium, copper, crystals, whatever is there, they dug in it, mined it, took it out. Now the energy is leaking out of the sacred site. So all these sacred sites are in circles, and one in the middle, and they're the same distance apart from each other. On the outside are the sacred sites, and these circles are energy that spins in a circle. So that's what they call a wheel spinning to the left, energy to the right, masculine, female energy. As the energy goes up, the energy goes down. Energy is on the surface. Around the planet, this is known as the flower of life symbol. Another circle comes over top of one and goes all, and then a whole earth is connected within circles that represents the flower of life. Okay, that is how the whole earth is connected together with circles. But in that circle, there are triangles. In the triangle, there's 3 points. That's where the sacred sites are, those 3 points. You put those 8 triangles together. Now you have a circle, and those are the sacred sites, and we go clear and clean all those sacred sites. We are the medicine. We are the power. In our hearts, we sit in that circle. We become the medicines for the wheel. In the wheel's energy, the elements, and the dysfunction that's there. The prayers and the dreams and the visions have been given to the people. You don't have to know how to do ceremonies. what's happening today, all of humanity is given dreams and visions and messages, but they do not basically know what to do with them. So when I come along, I ask them all to come. Those who can hear the rivers and the mountains and the streams and don't know what to do with that, come to me, and I'll explain to you what we can do to promote these things to happen. So what I've promoted with all this information is to activate the springs, bring back the rain, the snows, activate the aquifers, at the water tables, and I proved this time and time again. I've already documented it. It's in my Healing Mother Earth Sacred Sites. It's in the documentary called Healing Mother Earth Sacred Sites. It's on my website at earthwisdomfoundation.net. It's all free. This video is on YouTube. This video is on my website. We're also asking for help to heal the earth, to go around the equator, and to document this. So what I put a thought in the praying is going to take us $3.5 million to get it really done well for 2 years, so 2016 would be $8 million to represent this wisdom, having festivals, and cleaning and clearing all these sacred sites for 2 years. It's going to take a lot of traveling in jets and staying in places and taking a crew with us. And I put this thought in to humanity out there. Those of you who want to do something, these are the solutions to peace, to healing the environment. I'm asking you all to come to my Earth Wisdom Foundation, which is a nonprofit. Go to my website, check it out, and donate to this cause $3.5 million or $20 million to promote peace on the planet. There's nothing like this going on in any other circle. This is prophecy that the Native Americans would rise again with their wisdom, which represents the Hopis, the Mayans, and the Azteca. The Maya, Azteca, the Shoshone nations known as the Yuga Aztecans. We are 28 tribes, the Lacino, the Morongo, the Yaqui. Many tribes, the Mission tribes here in Southern California, Central California, and Northern California. We are the same tribe of people. We just have different names, and we speak the same language known as the Nahuatl. And this is an ancient language that is similar to that in Samaria. This is language, as they say, it's older than the languages of Samaria. But we are the tribe of the indigenous nations, the red nations that are here. Now, we're all indigenous to the earth. But it was prophesied that we would awaken humanity to promote peace. And peace would come from our knowledges and great wisdoms that we would share with you all. We ask you to listen to these wisdoms and to consider this for peace. And please donate us these funds and finances so we can help everyone, because this is what we're about. It's about, come on, brothers and sisters, help us. Fund your finances, your love. We need you to come to the sacred sites where we share all wisdom, all knowledge, all food, all things. If we all came with our funds and finances and goods and all that, we wouldn't have to worry about much. Open your healing centers. Open your areas to us. Some people want $500, $600 to teach us. This is teaching peace. How about opening your door for 1 or 2 days freely? A lot of us don't have money, but we have to pay for that. This is why we're asking for $3.5 million, $20 million. And this is not, that's not no big number. Some people out there have $20 million and they spend it in 3 or 4 seconds and nothing. Well, we're asking those out there who are so rich and powerful to help your radio station prosper, to get this information out. What's good for me is good for you. So I put a good thought in for you to get all those funds and finances you need, as I would get mine, what I need. I will put the thoughts in for that to become for you, and then you put thoughts in for things to happen for me. And if we send a message out. So this is what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. It's about the love. It's about the caring for each other. It's getting back into the heart of the rose and letting the thorns go from our hearts. That's our anger, hatred, jealousy, resentment, sharing all things equally. Especially those who've got so much abundances and billions and zillions of dollars. All that money came from mining the resources. A time would come when you would see the importance of that. You'd have so much money, what were you going to do it all? You couldn't eat it. You couldn't take it with you when you left. How about sharing some with us so we can get the task done for more peace on the planet? This is what we're asking. And I thank you, Bobby, for allowing me to speak with you at this time on this radio show.
We still have a few more minutes. I just looked at our schedule and got a call from the producer. I wanted to ask you one more time to give your book, your film that you're going to be doing, and your contact information. We can do that in 2 or 3 minutes, and then I have one more question for you.
My organization is a It was a 501c3 nonprofit, which is known as Earth Wisdom Foundation. To know what I'm doing, go to the internet, and you can find me at earthwisdomfoundation.net. My telephone number to get in touch with me is 360-515-8020. Again, my nonprofit, Earth Wisdom Foundation. My website address is earthwisdomfoundation.net. My telephone number is 360-515-8020. And you can go there. My email's there. And also, we're promoting these ceremonies for the future. So you can find that information on my website. You can join us anywhere worldwide. It'll all be there. The information about Healing Mother Earth Sacred Sites. The book is there. It's free. It's in 8 languages. And the video's there. Anyone wants anything, you can order it or you can donate to us. There's PayPal there. It's all there. You can help us. If you need any information, call us, email us. We'll get back with you.
Cool. The name of the book again, and also the film. Tell us a little bit about the film briefly.
The film is known as Healing Mother Earth Sacred Site. It's a documentary about how to get the rain and the water, the springs to run and fill up the rivers, and calm the earthquakes, the high winds, calming the earth, wind, fire, and water elements is that documentary. And then the book is called Healing Mother Earth Sacred Sites, How the Life Force Energy Works. That's the name of the book. It's 30 pages long. It's free. It's on my internet. And there's a donation place there. If you feel you'd like to donate to us, all the information's free. Please share your funds with us freely. If we share all wisdom freely with you. There's no copyrights on anything on my website. It's all there for everyone to use and change it around, make it work for you. However, it will work for you, for your circle, for your organizations. It's all there free. There's no copyright.
All right. And now, final thought for a few minutes here. We didn't get too much into the history of the Mayans and the Aztecs and how that got into the you mentioned them and along with the Hopis. Could you give a little more detail about that and the significance of that with all the work that you're doing, please?
Okay. The Hopis and the Mayans and Aztecs are what I am. The Shoshones are the Hopis because they are our relatives. They speak the same language. The Aztecs and the Mayans speak the same language. So we would bring back the ancient wisdom and knowledge to humanity that would represent peace for the world. Underneath the calendars, the Mayan calendars, the Aztec calendars, and we were the ones that would bring back the knowledge of how 20 emotions work underneath, around the moon, and 13 tones and sounds and vibrations coming from the sun. It would be male, female energy. To get connected back to the divine feminine and the divine masculine energy within us that represents when those two energies become one, or they're both the frequencies spin together, that we now have one peace in ourselves, or healed peace. We come into peace without fighting anything. We've now brought those things together under the teachings and wisdoms that would be shared with humanity from the Mayans and the Aztecs, and so those Mayans and Aztecs are the Uto-Aztecans, which are 25 major tribes that have branches of other tribes off those 28 tribes in North, Central, and South America. We are the ones that would bring great healing and clearing and clarity to the world about finding the heart of peace. Because out of the South, this energy of the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Peruvians, and others alike were gentle, loving people. They would come North because the people in the North had fallen into their heads, known as the Eagle Nation. The United States symbol is the eagle. And the eagle is fighting, thinking. They're not in their hearts. And the eagle nations represent the Native American tribes who work with the eagle feathers. A lot of them fell into their heads. They're upset. They're pissed off over Columbus. They're mad about what happened with the Spaniards. They're upset what happened with many things, and many cultures came. And so are the rest of the world. But we would bring awareness from the Mayans and the Aztecs and these 28 tribes known as the Shoshones, the Paiutes, the Hopis, the Sinos, Morongos, the Utes, the Paiutes, the Yaquis, the Toltecs. All of these 28 groups have now splintered into hundreds and hundreds of groups that are known as many different names in Guatemala and Mexico and Nicaragua, up into the United States, into Arizona, California, Nevada, Wyoming, Oregon, Idaho, Utah,
and
Colorado,
I want to
all these places. That's us. We're here.
I want our listeners to know that Latin Americans, we have a deep, deep roots in the native culture. We are originally indigenous people. Of course, the Spanish came in and they mixed with us, and other groups came in and mixed with people all over the Americas. But there's still a stronghold of native blood all over the Americas. And in the future show, I would like to talk about the Mayans. And here's what I want to talk about in the future. You can take a minute or two to mention anything on this, or as we finish the show now. The Mayans were doing astrology. This was over 1,300 years ago. They were studying stars. They were into science, and they did medicine. They were into food, and they did brain surgery way, way, way back then, and did it powerful. Give me a minute or two just on the Mayans, if you could, please, and so we can tell people we're going to be doing a show on the Mayans in the future. Please.
Okay, who was your question again?
About the Mayans and the history that they were here 1,300 years ago doing so many things, and that we're going to have them on the show again. And I'd like your opinion on the significance of the Mayans to current people, to the Hopis, to the Aztecs, and how it all is attached to what's going on now.
Okay. What was prophesied to happen to the Mayans and the Aztecs, and that's in the north, is known as the Eagle Condor Gatherings, that the people in the north would go south, that were the same relatives, the same kind of people that had this wisdom. And then those in the north would go south into Mexico and Guatemala and more south, and those in the south would come north into North America. Anything we forgot, we'd reintroduce that to each other, and we would restore and heal the environment and bring about peace to many things. And this is what that represents, that we have now come together. And so this represents the messages of the white buffalo prophecies, that a time would come when the buffalo would return back into Mexico. And then when the buffalo would go south, also a deer would come north and cross the border. The gentle love, compassion of the deer, with the teachings of love, and would be to the deer. And then when the strength of the buffalo would cross the border, go south, and the strength would return to the gentleness to be balanced with the divine feminine, and the gentleness would return north to the deer, the eagle nations, to the buffalo nations in the north. And when this occurred, the cultures of all the world would now be reinstructed to the teachings of peace, which are nature's laws, through these groups of people known as the Mayans and the Aztecs, the Uto-Aztecans, which are the Hopis, the Paiutes, the Goshutes, the Comanches, the Toltecs, the Zapotecs, the Mexica, these tribes in California. All these tribes, they would now promote peace on the planet with information that they could now choose to change to get out of fighting for the thing we talked about. Does that answer your question?
Yes, very, very well. Listen, I want to thank you very much for being on the show. It's been a great, great show, a lot of insightful information for people to know and understand their native culture. You brought it out real well, and good luck with your world tour and the healing you're doing with your book and your raising funds. Good luck with everything, and thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you very much, Bobby, and blessings be to you all out there. And remember the information. We're looking for that, those funds and finances to help us. And also, it's not about that. The major thing is come join us on these sacred sites where everything is done freely and all things is given freely, because it's going to be the hearts of humanity that shape-shift these elements for peace on the planet. We're hoping that the governments will join us, all this and that, but we know it's not going to be them. We're choosing not that. It's going to be us, the people, the grassroots people that get this done. The blessings be to you. Thank you, Bobby. We'll see you in the future. If you need me to visit some more and talk about this, I'm free. Take care. We will acknowledge
you. Thank you again. And we'll be talking to you again soon. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wonderful. This was great. This was really good to learn about the environment, history, everything. We need to know indigenous history. We need to know the past so we can learn about the future. And he brought out a lot about the environment, how the man and all the things that man is doing, the greed and the corporations and the the attitudes have changed. This, he's right. This the Earth, the planet is only sick of the spiritual part of these bad people, and of the good spiritualness has to clean that up and change it. And his teachings and teachings of Native Americans and the indigenous peoples of all over the world are trying to make a change in this world, and we need to change. So let's get to well, I promised last week that we would talk about superfoods. We barely touched on it because the show ended before we had a chance to get into it too much. I mentioned a little bit about superfoods. Let me explain to you what superfoods are and then describe, starting alphabetically order with beets, carrots, and we'll go on and on to wheatgrass and all the apples and different, mostly vegetables. And then next week we'll go into fruits. Superfoods are those fruits, vegetables, nuts, legumes, seeds, herbs, and spices that possess extraordinary healing properties. These nutritional all-stars are outstanding source of nature's most powerful antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, chlorophyll, and phytonutrients. Juicing superfoods is the best way to flood your body with their life-sustaining nutrients. What I have to say about that is, this is the way I live. This is the way Gary Null lives. This is the way many people that are attached and involved with PRN and Gary Null and Associates. This is how we live, with superfoods. Through juicing, every day you should juice. Juice 3, 4, maybe more, 6 to 8 ounces, glasses of juice. And the juices you want to start, the most important ones to start with are the green juices. But as we go along on this show, we're going to get into more and more, and I will get one of the nutritionists from the main office of PRN and Gary Null and Associates to come on and talk about some of the products. I live the right way. I have green stuff every day. Green stuff has that great vegetable, wheatgrass, and from the ocean, things like spirulina and chlorella and others. That's what you want to have first. Secondly, there's the red stuff. It's another product that we have, and that's the berries. All the reds, the cherries, the elderberries, the blackberries, blueberries, and all the other assorted fruits going into one juicing. Then there's the cruciferous. Those are all sprouted vegetables. Now, let's get into vegetables. We're closing out the show. I want to make sure we have enough time to do this. So let me read you a summary of each of these things, starting with beets. Beets, you want to drink your beet juice to normalize the liver. The liver needs beet juice, and it's so powerful. We don't hear about it much, but it is great. You should have beet juice every day or every other day at least, or put it in your smoothie. Cabbage. Cabbage is very high in vitamin K and has many, many cancer-fighting substances known as indoles. Drinking cabbage juice is a great way to alleviate stomach ailments and other associated things. Carrots. Bright orange color of carrots is your first clue that this sweet, crunchy vegetable is packed with protective, disease-fighting antioxidant compounds. These carrots contain vitamin A, K, and many, many things that you need. All right, next one is celery. Celery has a cleansing effect. You should put this in your, it's already in your green juice if you depending on where you get the powder, or if you don't, if you're juicing, make sure celery's in there. It's a cleansing diuretic effect. It's taken as a tea or as a juice. It's alkaline, a lot, very heavily. Next one, collard greens. Chock full of vitamin K, vitamin A, calcium, powerful detoxifying phytonutrients. Let's see how we're doing on the timing. We must finish the show soon, so let's get to the cucumbers. Cucumbers are a wonderful source of hydration and restorative phytonutrients. Kale. the healthy green for your bones. Sea vegetables. Sea palm, nori, kelp, wakame, dulse. They're natural foods. You can find them in Asian markets. Spinach. High amounts of vitamin A, vitamin K, calcium, magnesium. Great, great. If we can't finish the vegetable thing today, I'll get it next time. But let me, before they shut me down with the music, let me say thank you to everyone for our guest today. Blue, Rainbow Thunder, Rainbow Thunder Blue. I'm just gonna meet once again, Rainbow Thunder Heart from Wyoming. Great, great class show today on his part. And let me thank our PRN producer, Jason, also on the staff, Casey, our engineer today, Jay, our LA producer, Jimmy D, our co-producer. A lot of work this past week. Thank you so much, Stuart Hassel, and you, the listeners. Now, as we all finish up, and when the music comes on, we got to finish up. We'll do more on the vegetables and fruits next week, superfoods. I'll try to spend more time on it. And real soon, we're going to have, hopefully, we'll have Dr. Sarah Larson come on and talk about aging and talk about fruits and vegetables. We're going to get into juicing, we're going to get into water, and on aging. So stay with the show in the next few weeks, more on aging, more on health. Grapefruits, vitamin C, has pectin, and many beneficial nutrients are found in grapefruits. Kiwis. Aside from being a great source of vitamin C, kiwis are rich in several classes of antioxidants, including carotenoids. Okay, as we finish the show, thank you so much. Be sure to tune in next week for more on aging, more on health, and more on what's going on around the world. Thank you so much.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life.